Hello and happy, beautiful Friday. What a gorgeous day we're having in North Idaho. Thank you for tuning in to North Idaho Radio. I am very pleased to invite our guest today, but before I do, I just want to let you know this is Lindy Lewis, and this is Let Your Color Out Life, and this is my opportunity to just interview people who've been pivotal in my health and healing journey, and also people that have decided to follow their purpose and passion. So welcome, Jan. With that, I have Dr. Jan Nelson, who is an NP out in Coeur d'Alene. So she made the trek up on this gorgeous day, and she's just got all kinds. She's been so helpful in me really, I'm not going to say I mastered menopause, but helping me understand that there is change in the body and allowing that to happen and allow myself some grace in that whole process. So welcome, Jan.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
A good day to drive up, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit? I know you were you had a career, raised your babies, which so much many of us do. And then you decided at, 50-ish, and I'll let you tell the story, but you decided to try a whole new career change. And now you're this wonderful wizard. And I send so many people to this dear woman who helps me.
Well, I just decided I needed to do something with myself. And so I went back to school at age 48 and got my RN and BSN and thought, okay, let's go further. And continued on to receive my nurse practitioner, and I worked as a hospitalist for about 5 years and decided I really had a longing to really help people at the front end of health, do more of a not completely natural, but anti-aging. So that's when I went back to school once again for another year and a half. Yeah, and became board certified in anti-aging medicine. And so that's my passion.
Yeah.
Is to help people get their body balanced out and help them make good choices so that they can live long, healthy lives.
Well, and for me, I mean, helping with the fatigue and a lot of the aches and pains that come along with just your body going through change. So
that aging process.
yeah. Well, let me tell you. Back when we first started together, we've been working together, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. It's so difficult, and we'll get into this actually in another segment, but just to discern, is it just getting old? Is it the MS in my body? Mm-hmm. Is it, thyroid issues, which we've come to discover? But before we do that, where did you get all your education? Didn't you go somewhere like Oregon or?
No, pretty much stayed in Idaho. I went to school at NIC and then Lewis Clark, and then Idaho State.
Okay.
And then the anti-aging was in Boca Raton, Florida.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I remember, this is also, I'm very selfish in inviting you on because we get, our teeny tiny little window together. And this is one of the things I do love about seeing Jan in her office is you do sit down and take a minute, even when you're back to get back people. But this is my opportunity to just pick your brain and listen for an entire, we've got an hour together to talk about just the body and yeah. So, but the Boca Raton, Florida, the anti-aging, tell us a little more about that.
Well, it covers all aspects of health, but there's a lot to learn. But I decided to just focus more on bioidenticals, thyroid, and gut function. But there's a variety of different disciplines in that particular area of medicine. But it's just more of giving the body what it needs, what it's missing in order for it to work the way it was designed to work. That's anti-aging in a nutshell. So if your body's not working right, if it's screaming at you in some form or fashion, it's usually because you're out of balance, you're missing something. So it's finding that out. And a lot of times, balancing out everything in the body kind of opens the curtain, so to speak, to more clearly see what's going on behind the curtains and identify it. Because when your hormones and your thyroid are off and your gut function, mm-hmm. it can be kind of a fog. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
it's clearing the curtain so you can see more clearly what else might be going on. So you can look further or
deeper.
If
there might be something, at the root of the disorder or disease or whatever you choose to call it.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, you've definitely helped with the thyroid management. I mean, that's such a big issue we have in our world right now, along with the gut function. That's a new topic that's very key. You know, in several medicines, they say it's actually a brain. The whole gut function functions like a brain, another part of the body.
Well, it's where 80% of your immune system resides. So you want a happy gut.
Yeah, you definitely want
you don't want inflammation because the inflammation over time can create inflammation throughout the body. So any itis you have in your body, so achy joints, say you have a lot of arthritis, well, it's going to flare if your gut isn't working correctly.
So it's so interesting how it does. I mean, our bodies are designed to heal themselves. You know, I talk about that all the time with MS, and we've had these brief conversations, you know, that if you support it and try to get it back in balance. And for me, with the books and things, I tend to support it with the mind. So for me, I feel like the body will follow the mind when I, but I have to, slow down this type A personality. Hence the recovery.
A little hard sometimes.
Clearly, right? I'm sure I'm not the only one out there.
No, you're not.
Do you see a few of those?
Yes.
Just a couple?
Just a few.
Yeah.
Myself included.
It is. I know. Well, you've done an amazing job. So so you chose to do a career, which I always, again, I love talking with people who have decided to just make a big career change. Or in your case, I mean, I'll tell you, when I came to start seeing you and my brain was in such a foggy state, and again, I couldn't discern whether it was the multiple sclerosis or if it was menopause or it was like the forgetful aging brain. Mm-hmm. But I do feel like, you really were able to kind of help, like you say, clear the curtain. You started pulling those pieces apart and then just allow yourself some grace.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's okay.
It's just part of you being human here.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. What do you think it was your favorite part about going back to school? I mean, it's hard to focus at that age. I mean, for me, it would be very difficult to
I was
engage
lucky.
In all those medical
I had a husband that really supported that.
Yeah.
And he worked hard and I did not have to work while I was going to school, which is a good thing.
That's
going back
absolutely,
to school at that age.
Absolutely.
I lived and breathed anatomy and physiology and microbiology. So I really enjoyed it.
You got to just enjoy it.
Yeah, I did. I absolutely would dig a hole trying to analyze everything.
Jan, that is so clear when we, as patients with you, it is so clear that you really enjoy what you do. It's beautiful.
I do.
Yeah, you're an incredible, incredible gift to many. In our community, and I know a lot from Sandpoint actually come in to see you as well.
Yeah, they do.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, I think we're going to explore the whole concept of the thyroid, that the issues with thyroid and hormonal health, because that's a whole new topic to me. And again, me living with the multiple sclerosis, I started to really learn about the nervous system, but the hormonal health, I didn't pay any attention to that. So when we come back, we'll get into that, and maybe you can offer some tips and tools for people out there to help them understand what might be going on in their own body.
Yeah.
All right. Hope you're all having a wonderful day.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Now is a great time to plan for the yard and garden projects you want to tackle this spring, and the co-op can help. We have received our garden seeds from Renee's Seeds and from Cornucopia, both hybrid and heirloom seeds for vegetables, melons, tomatoes, peppers, herbs, and flowers. Patty has stocked our shelves with seed starting stations, potting and seed starter soils, mini greenhouses, and heating mats. Over in the hand tool aisle, you'll find everything from garden hand tools to rakes, shovels, spades, pitchforks, loppers, and pruners. If your tools need a little attention, we have files for sharpening, wood replacement handles, lubricants, and oils. We also have a wide variety of gloves and seasonal outerwear, as well as rubber boots for the whole family. Now is a great time to make sure your spring project list gets off to a great start. At the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820.
February is for lovers, especially if they love winning. The Cooney Casino and Spa in Bonner's Ferry has a month full of winning, starting with midweek hot spins and weekend Plinko jackpots. There's more winning in the Springs Restaurant with our Fabulous Four amazing lunch and dinner specials, priced at just $11 each. The Kootenai Spa has a Valentine's Pamper package that includes pedicure, anti-stress facial, 30-minute massage, a scalp ritual, and hors d'oeuvres and beverage for just $109. And you'll love this. Rooms in our Kootenai Lodge are just $59 weekdays and $99 weekends. And that includes two breakfast coupons and $10 bonus play for new Winners Club signups. You must call to get this rate. You'll love all the winning at the Cooney Casino and Spa. Book your getaway by calling 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY.
The Kootenai Valley Sportsmen Association presents their annual Gun and Horn Show this weekend at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry. Buy, sell, or trade guns, knives, hides, taxidermy, sporting equipment, and more. Enter your horns for the horn contest Friday from 3 to 6 or Saturday from 9 to noon. The Gun and Horn Show is Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is just $5 or free with membership sign-up. Don't miss the Gun and Horn Show at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonner's Ferry this weekend.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 and 1400 AM.
This is no mistake, no accident. When you think the final letters end, think again. Don't be surprised, I will still.
All right, I do love that song by Katy Perry. We are rising as women and in our health. I think as we move more and more into this time of, you know, even after COVID, people have recognized that the body has so much power to heal itself and to really, you know, if we give it the tools and work on unwinding the mind, we will be able to live a much more balanced, healthy life. So with that, I think, Jan, I'd love to have you just kind of talk to people about hormone health. This is something that was very new to me at 50 plus when I kind of went through this roller coaster of things and wondering if it was MS, just empty nesting emotions. I mean, I had crazy stuff going on. I literally thought I was a bit crazy. So, well, and I am. My kids will attest to that. But I just wonder, what do you see? What are some of your more common things that you treat? And what can you tell us about and why it's important to pay attention to what's going on with your hormones?
Well, actually, most of the women, all of the women that come in to see me have the same issues going on. And I don't like to talk to them as complaints because they are actual
real
issues.
It's
like the mood swings are horrible, the foggy head. I think the most complaint that I get is a loss of memory, and then just emotional liability all the time, and they feel like they're losing their marbles.
I think I and assume. But how do you know that that's just not part of getting old? Like, I mean, why would someone choose to come in and see somebody to look at that?
Because they feel like they're losing their marbles, and that's not unusual. And so, when they come in, or if they've talked to someone that has seen me or seen someone, they understand that all of their symptoms—that's all part of the hormone changing. You know, it starts in with when you're young. If you tended to have a lot of PMS, so like heavy periods and a lot of moodiness the week before you had your period. Mm-hmm. So, and that is really hard on young gals. And So, you know, that's typically due to a lack of progesterone. So your body's just not producing enough. Not an uncommon thing at all. I see it a lot.
Do you work with young women also?
Yes, okay. I will work with gals 15 and up.
But I also know, I mean, like, you know, I've referred men there as well.
Yeah, I see men too.
Yeah.
But then as if you can get the progesterone levels leveled out early, then the progression into perimenopause, which is like being on a roller coaster ride emotionally. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that is really hard for women to understand once they pass into that phase, because what's happening is, okay, if you don't have your progesterone balanced at that point, you're coming to see me in the roller coaster stage, then your progesterone is dropping, but now your estrogen is dropping, then it goes back up. So it depends on which ovary is working at that time and how much estrogen it's producing. It can produce, and then the next month you're on an ovary that's not producing quite as well. And so you get this up and down emotional roller coaster ride.
I mean,
it is
borderline.
Yeah,
you feel bipolar a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
I was there.
Yeah,
I remember well.
It is.
What is happening? And then to top it all off, you're not sleeping.
No, you don't sleep.
And gosh, you need sleep, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So progesterone's a natural anti-anxiety, natural antidepressant, and it helps you to sleep at night. Usually, when I mention that, all the check marks go off. You know, so you need progesterone. It's the calming hormone, and you need it to balance your estrogen. And some women, it's kind of during that stage when your ovaries are kind of what I call spitting and sputtering, working and not working.
Kind of petering out.
Yeah,
even?
Yeah. Okay. And so you don't always need estrogen. You might get hot flashes at times, and then you don't. So you don't need to be put on estrogen all the time. You need progesterone. Mm-hmm. And then you add into that mix where your testosterone is dropping, which usually starts dropping at the age 30, not uncommon. So, you know, then you've got kids and, you know, your libido drops, your energy drops, your strength and endurance drops more and more and more. So all of those hormones work together. And so once you can kind of start balancing those out and I go by optimal lab levels. I don't go by the levels that they say they should be for your age, because that would be low and that would give you problems. So optimal levels, but more importantly, what your body needs.
Right.
What might work for me might not work for you. And so you need to...
No, they're all very customized based on the lab work.
Yeah.
And that's actually a point I really wanted to just mention is that, I mean, you do a full panel, I mean, quite an extensive, elaborate screening of what's going on in your system. I remember, you know, just again, so we're talking today with Dr. Jan Nelson out of Hayden Lake, who is an aging specialist. And, you know, I brought her in because I think that's a real common issue for women, is we do feel a little bit crazy, especially, you know, you're going through the emotion of maybe being an empty nester or whatever's happening, or it's like, okay, now the career change, and I'm assuming even with this COVID, you know, and everybody kind of being on lockdown, that there's, you know, the emotions are even heightened because of that.
Yeah.
So you're helping support people through that. But I remember, you know, when I came in to talk with you and just trying to get my hormones feeling better. I remember also, you know, you talked about the progesterone. And again, I didn't know this about, I mean, I've studied the nervous system because of the MS in the system, but I didn't realize that, you know, these, you know, you've talked about testosterone and progesterone, which are the two that strangely I don't mind, you know, I'm not going to, we can use me totally as a case because I figure Facebook knows everything. I'm not worried about HIPAA. So it's like, but I mean, honestly, when she told me you need testosterone, I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. I'm super type A. Don't even, you know, I mean, I'm fast already. And you said, no, I was depleted completely, which is so kind of the antithesis of what I present. Like how do you deal with someone like that? Like going back to that moment, I'm sure that's common.
Yeah, it's very common. It is very common. But not all women want to go on hormones, especially testosterone. And not all women respond the same with testosterone. Their lab levels may look low, mm-hmm. very low. And you try them on them and they just, it doesn't agree with them. So, like I said, not everybody's the same. Not everybody, their body says no. And you have to just say, okay.
And then I think, don't you use a more natural process also with the hormones? I mean, I know that the pellets are yams or something? Or
bioidenticals. Bioidenticals are derived from yams. Yeah. So they're not, I don't use synthetic.
You say that like I should know that. And maybe explain that because I don't know. I don't know what the word bioidentical. So like say more about that. That's interesting.
Well, that's what bioidenticals are. They are derived from yams.
And always? Yams?
So, yeah, pretty much. Okay. And then the molecular structure is changed to mimic what's in your body. That's why you don't get the side effects. You know, your body will respond and react to something that's foreign. And if the molecular structure is the same as what is being made in your body, it's not going to react and you don't get those side effects. Obviously, too much of something will cause side effects, and so that you have to watch for.
It takes a real finessing, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does. And it's, you know, like I said, it's a process, and sometimes you can hit it right on the nose and get someone balanced out really easy, and then other times it takes a while. So, you know, clinical presentation is something I put a lot of emphasis on. Like I said, labs can say one thing, your body says something else.
Well, I think when you intake someone, you know, you do sit and talk with them. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, where you're recognizing that people feel truly like they can't remember anything.
Yeah.
Or they're losing their marbles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're, you know, I was like serious. I'm like, what is happening? I feel like maybe I am bipolar. I really wondered. So it was helpful for me just to feel heard, recognizing it wasn't, you know, it wasn't necessarily anything I could do without some support.
Yeah. Yeah. That's basically what it is. And it's, so once you start getting the hormones balanced out, you know, it's great. The one thing that some women ask me is, do I have to be on these for the rest of my life? Well, no.
It's a great question.
You know, you don't. Myself, I will be.
Yeah.
Just because I know I feel better. But not everyone feels okay with that. And not everyone wants to continue taking something for the rest of their life. And so I appreciate that and respect that. So, yes, I will, after a while, you know, gradually taper them off and see how they do. And some women do really well and they're fine with it. And others come back and say, you know, I felt better. I want to be back on them again. So you have choices. That's what it comes down to is education for women on the subject and choices they have on their body, on how they want to age.
And I think that, you know, they even have health care provider choices. I mean, you have lots of choices, but I think the point of this conversation is just to explore it. If you're really depleted and you just, you literally, which I remember in that stage, and you can't line up what's happening, you know, it's worth getting someone out there to just check out the hormone levels.
Yeah. And then there's, you know, there's... because bioidenticals can be expensive, but there's a lot of times I use over-the-counter things.
Oh, that's a great, I was going to ask if there was something other that they could just do.
There's, you know, at like health food stores.
You can buy progesterone and testosterone?
The potency is not going to be the same as compounding, obviously, but but sometimes it's enough and it's less expensive. I think it's like $20 for a bottle of Biestacare, which is your estrogen, and then there's Progesticare, which is the progesterone. Mm-hmm. And so maybe it's just enough to get them by, and it's less expensive. So you know, there's other avenues you can use that are help
but
with the
symptoms. But even then, it still would be good to have it checked out so you know what direction, like, you know.
Well, and I'll, because sometimes you need to take your progesterone a certain way. It can't just be taken every day. Depends on if you're still cycling or not.
Okay.
So there's a lot to do, but obviously there's less expensive ways that I always try to use in those circumstances mm-hmm. to help women feel better.
Great. Wonderful. All right. Well, we will take a short break. And when we come back, we will talk a little bit about gut health and what we can do to support the gut and just continuing to just usher in the body's optimum health.
Okay.
Hi, this is Lauren.
And this is Eve.
From Knutson Chevrolet. Come in now for Knutson Chevrolet's 28 Days of Saving. You can get a new 2021 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4 for only $38,775. Hurry, we only have one at this price.
Or a new 2021 Chevy Equinox all-wheel drive for only $22,997. We have eight at this price. That's 23% off MSRP. Bins are posted in our showroom. Prices are plus tax and fees after rebate. You must own a 2007 or newer non-GM product to qualify. Offers expire March 1st.
Knutson Chevrolet is your family-owned, family-operated dealership, putting customer service above all else.
Schedule your at-home test drive at Knutson.com and purchase your next vehicle online using Shop Click Drive.
Find new roads at Knutson Chevrolet, minutes west of Coeur d'Alene and just a short drive east of Spokane at 1900 East Polson Avenue, Post Falls.
Knutson Chevrolet, hard to say, easy to save.
Does your car sit outside while your extra things live in your garage? Do you fight to find places for your treasures? Are you looking for ways to make a move less hectic? Consider Sandpoint Smart Storage. Secure storage units will conveniently house your goods until you need them. With great customer service, 24-hour Bluetooth access, and online renting, Sandpoint Smart Storage has the answer to your space needs. Call Sandpoint Smart Storage at 208-627-5577 or find us online at sandpointsmartstorage.com.
It's here. It's now. The only indoor RV show of the season. R&R RV in Spokane is hosting the Grand National RV Show for 10 days only. February 18th through 27th. Shop over 120 RVs inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. 525 East Francis in Spokane. Free parking, free admission, masks required. The Grand National RV Show at R&R RV in Spokane. Montana, Cougar, Rockwood, Forest River, Winnebago, and more. All inside the West Coast's largest indoor showroom. It's the only indoor RV show of the season. 10 days only. Special show pricing, giveaways, food vendors on site, Sunset Trail, Eagle Cap Geo Pro, Springdale, and more. Free parking, free admission, masks required, reservations recommended, traffic controlled at the door. The Grand National RV Show, February 18th through the 27th. Indoors at R&R RV in Spokane, 525 East Francis. Visit rnrrv.com for more info.
It's February, and love is in the air. And Coyote Tractors are the hottest love story in North Idaho. Stop by Jordan Sales and Service, the home of I Love My Tractor, and get love struck with your new Coyote Tractor. Right now, Jordan's has them sale priced during their Love of Your Life Coyote Tractor sale. Just like love, this sale won't last forever. So see them in February before it's gone. Coyote Tractors are the hottest love story in North Idaho. Jordan Sales and Service, home of I Love My Tractor in Post Falls at 3200 West Celtis Way.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
This is no mistake, no accident. When you think the final letters end, think again. Don't be surprised, I will still fight.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to North Idaho Radio, and my name is Lindy Lewis, and we're talking to Jan, Dr. Jan Nelson, and she has been lovely enough to drive up from Coeur d'Alene to share her wisdom on hormone health, mastering menopause, and we're going to get into gut health in a moment. But we've talked a lot about just the women and how we felt like we have, maybe lost our marbles a little bit or been in a fog or just an emotional roller coaster. And I think what I asked during the break, and I actually would like to just share this on air, again, just trying to encourage anyone out there listening to make sure you're checking in with your health. There's so many wonderful tools and tips out there. And actually, sometimes our body can't respond without, some support from either Western medicine or homeopathic processes. But why would men come to you?
Well, usually their wives make them come in.
That's so true.
Because I see their wives and then they say, well, you know, my husband has kind of lost his mojo. He's tired. And so, yeah, they come in and their testosterone starts dropping at age 30. It's obviously a lot more gradual than women's hormones changing. But by age 50 or so, you know, everyone's a little bit different. Their testosterone has dropped and they're not sleeping well at night. They're more irritable. They're more anxious, you know, because they've dropped. However, it's really interesting. I have found, and actually the last conference I went to, it was noted that our young men, their testosterone levels are lower in, like, in their 20s. So you would think that their levels would be up close to 800, which is where optimal levels are. And they're in the 100s. I've had a few in the 50s at a young age. And so that's concerning. But yes, it affects men's mental health as well. And so, yeah, I get them in and test their labs thoroughly. And but I have to say diet is a important factor. As I mean, we all hear this.
Of course.
We hear it all the time. Diet and exercise, right?
Right.
But it is. Mm-hmm. It's a major factor. And if you can keep your diet as clean as possible, I mean, life happens.
Of course.
Where we have social engagements and holidays and
but
things
even
like that.
But even bringing balance to the diet.
Yes.
You know, it's like, okay, have those moments, have those holidays.
Yep, exactly.
Get back on the track.
Yes, and keep the carbs low. Keep the proteins where it should be. But sugar, gluten, dairy are the main food. I don't know if I call sugar food, but it's something that you ingest that can cause a lot of inflammation in your body. And that inflammation causes a lot of disruption in your gut process. Mm-hmm. So again, when we kind of touched on that earlier, how the gut is responsible for 80% of your immune system. And in this day and age where we want to stay healthy, you want your diet to be clean. So get rid of the sugar, get rid of a lot of the dairy and the gluten.
Yeah, the sugar, but fruits, of course, are fine. Whole foods, or what do you?
You know, stay away from the high sugar fruits as much as possible. Yes, once in a while is okay. Hmm. You know, just have a balance. But berries are lower in sugar, so they're better for you. But, you know, dark green leafies, get your vegetables in.
Yeah.
I know it sounds really boring, but
you can. It's basic health, I think.
Yes, it is basic health, and you can make it taste really special. You know, there's a lot of recipes out there. And with Pinterest, I mean, you can find whatever you want out there. So,
yeah.
So I just, you know, I really encourage people to do that. And then I'm a big believer in probiotics, taking a probiotic at bedtime.
Yeah, which is a perfect segue into the gut health.
Yeah.
I think that's, it's a new trend, and I think people are, you know, taking them. Not, I think so often we as, you know, patients who don't necessarily study the body and medicine, here we should take it and we take it, but don't necessarily know why. But what are the important
benefits
of a probiotic?
Well, it's an anti-inflammatory, and you want to think about your whole health as what can I do to decrease the inflammation in my body? That's the number one theme on everything. So probiotics work as an anti-inflammatory. You're giving your gut back the bacteria flora it needs. However, more isn't always better, and that's where people get carried away. They think, well, if 5 billion CFUs is good, 50 must be better.
100%.
No, not so much.
Yeah.
So you want to start low on everything. I'm a big proponent on always starting low with anything that you take.
Okay.
And kind of moving your way up, because you need to find out what your body needs and how it's going to respond. So the other thing is you know, kind of keeping in mind how do you feel within an hour of eating? Do you feel bloated? Well, then maybe you don't produce enough hydrochloric acid to start that digestive process.
How might you know that? Just the bloating?
Yeah. Okay. And then you can take either apple cider vinegar, that's a more natural way, or betaine, which is hydrochloric acid. And, you know, you just kind of start with, like, betaine, one tab or two tabs with your meal and see how your body responds to it. Obviously, if you get a lot of burning in your gut, then it's too much. So you have to find how much you need. But if you end up getting more bloated or feeling like your insides are churning like an hour or two later, it's more of a digestive enzyme issue.
That's one of the things I think I'd like to explore with you. Is that something we should take? You know, there's the papaya enzymes, and they're the ones that, you know, you can intake and half hour before you eat. What would you suggest there with enzymes?
Well, I don't think if you don't need them, don't take them.
How would we know if we need them?
Listen to your body, like I just said, after you eat. Are you having symptoms within that hour right away? Okay. Then that's stomach. Are they down after an hour or so afterwards? That's more in your intestines. That's a lack of digestive enzymes. And, you know, you could say, well, why aren't I producing enough digestive enzymes, like your lipase, protease, and your amylase? Is your pancreas insufficient? Is your gallbladder not producing enough lipase? You could get into a lot of areas, and we don't really need to go there right now.
No.
But just listen to your body and then kind of go from there. But yeah, taking a digestive enzyme with your meal can result in a lot of a decrease in those symptoms.
Mm-hmm. And help with the inflammation also.
Yes, yes.
The digestive, because digestion starts in the mouth.
Yes.
I think sometimes, and chew your food, that's something I always would tell my kids. I'm like, oh my gosh, take a minute. And I have to remind myself sometimes when you're in a hurry.
I know, we're always in a hurry now. So it's like we're gulping down and instead of taking our time chewing.
No, and digestion starts... There's the little glands on the sides of the cheeks, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Well,
no.
Yeah, some amylase is produced in your mouth, but mostly, yeah.
Yeah, but still worth a try. Yeah. What other things could we do to support the gut health? I think making sure you're even regular, just, you know, any of those simple little things.
Yeah, you want, think of your gut health like a plumbing system. You know, a person should have at least 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. So you don't want those toxins to be building up in your system.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then, you know, magnesium is great for helping with that, making sure you're well hydrated.
Hydration is key, isn't it, Jan?
And that's something we forget a lot.
A lot. And when we're drinking teas and things, it's not quite the same, right?
Well, if it's herbal and doesn't have caffeine, you have to remember any caffeine in anything is going to be work as a diuretic, so you're going to lose that water intake quickly, rather than keeping it absorbed in there. So good hydration with water is good.
Yeah, that's one I always forget to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, magnesium. Magnesium also is calming at night. You take it at bedtime, so it's calming and helps you to get to sleep and stay relaxed, while it also helps your gut health.
If you're just joining us, we talked earlier also about the hormone health and progesterone does that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any natural way to get that in the system?
Progesterone?
Yeah.
Not really.
Okay.
I mean, if your ovaries are not producing enough progesterone and estrogen, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
However, with that being said, I have had young gals that their progesterone levels drop for a while after they've had a baby. And so I might put them on it for a while and then they don't need it after a bit and they go off of it again. So
their body it's resilient.
Yeah.
The body is so resilient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, it all comes down to listening to your body. I'm a big proponent of people keeping an emotional journal.
That is right.
Because it can be very easy. And what it does is you're writing down every day how you're feeling. And after a while, you see a pattern every month of it, up and downs. And so if you can see that pattern, it helps you understand what's going on and when you need to use your progesterone or estrogen or whatever.
Well, I can tell you, you know, in 4 months, that's kind of the, I will notice immediately, you know, and mostly I'll get it in the form of either hot flashing or just no sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the first thing that I notice. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, we will take one last break, one final break. And when we come back, we will talk to Jan and just maybe get some tips and tools that you can do at home and just reminders out there to take care of your health. Thank you for listening to North Idaho Radio.
The Kootenai Valley Sportsman Association presents their annual Gun and Horn Show this weekend at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonners Ferry. Buy, sell, or trade guns, knives, hides, taxidermy, sporting equipment, and more. Enter your horns for the horn contest Friday from 3 to 6 or Saturday from 9 to noon. The Gun and Horn Show is Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is just $5 or free with membership sign-up. Don't miss the Gun and Horn Show at the Boundary County Fairgrounds in Bonners Ferry this weekend.
What's the big deal?
Where can you get pizza, bread twists, specialty chicken, and more for just $5.99 each?
Is it at Domino's?
He hands off hand-tossed pizza and a marble cookie brownie. He's going, going, going!
There's a lot of variety on the radio and at Domino's, too, where you can...
Mix and match two or more for $5.99 each at Domino's.
Two-item minimum. Pan pizza, bone-in wings, and bread bowls will be extra. Ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Hi, this is Shane from North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry, here to talk to you today about aftermarket parts. Did you know that around 85% of all insurance estimates are written to include aftermarket parts on your car? Many of these parts are made in China. Not only do they fit poorly and offer minimal corrosion protection, but they can also void your warranty. Here at North Idaho Collision, not only do we think this is wrong, but we're doing something about it. That's why we're proud to introduce our new comp program. Here's how it works. If your insurance company is only willing to pay for aftermarket parts, our comp program will cover the cost to use original manufacturer parts. If you drive a Ford, we're going to use Ford parts. If it's a Toyota, Toyota parts. You get the picture. So combined with the great quality and customer service you're already accustomed to at North Idaho Collision, our comp program is just another way we're looking out for you, this time in an unprecedented way. Some exclusions may apply, but not many. Remember, it's always your choice where you get your vehicle repaired. So tell your insurance company, I'm going to North Idaho Collision in Bonners Ferry. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to serving you.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
This is no mistake, no accident. When you think the final.
Hello and welcome back. This is our last. We've got 5 minutes to get the last of Jan's wisdom in. And, you know, I love that song, the We Will Rise, because I do think that that speaks to the body, too. I think mentally, if we can get things in check again, that's why I write the books and help people with that self-deprecating cycle we tend to be in our thinking. And then to have somebody on your team that whoever it is, whether it's just your general practitioner, but someone helping you look at your blood levels, look at your hormone health. And then I think, Jan, if you would just give us any last minute, again, your specialty is in aging. And, but what can we do? You know, those of us out there who tend to be, I think our world is shifting more and more preventative, but what would any last minute things, vitamin D,
yeah,
supplements to just continue to take?
Well, living up here in North Idaho, I haven't found anybody that doesn't have enough vitamin D. Either they don't absorb it well or they just don't absorb it from the foods that they're taking. So vitamin D is essential.
How much, though?
Well, you know, I hate to say just how much because I can tell you to take 10,000 units and you might not need 10,000 units and then you have too much. So it's really important to get a baseline of where your vitamin D is and then go from there. And usually you need more in the wintertime and less in the summertime.
Is there a downside if you take too much?
Yeah, there can be vitamin D toxicity.
Okay.
And so I don't like your vitamin D levels to go over 90 or 100. So anywhere up to that is beneficial.
But definitely take some.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And so vitamin D, B vitamins, and I always check ferritin levels, which is your iron stores, because D, B, and ferritin have a lot of effect on your thyroid and how it functions and how it converts from the T4 to the T3, which without getting into all of that kind of stuff,
like,
it can be too
minutes.
Confusing. So,
like 2 years.
Yeah, your vitamins and eat well, get outside and get some fresh air and exercise, especially now with what's going on in our world. I think stress has gone through the roof.
Yeah.
People are fatigued with what's going on. And so the best thing I can say is take care of your health, eat well, get outside, hike, bike. I mean, we've had a winter where we've not had enough snow, which is I've not been happy with because I love snowshoeing. But get outside, get some fresh air.
Move it or lose it.
Yes.
I mean, really, I mean, that is one thing I have noticed is I think last March, a year ago March, I mean, everything ached and you know, we started looking at levels again. Mm-hmm. And I think we even talked uric acid. Did I have any of that? Or, you know, we looked at a lot of different things. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how the body is. It's like the MS. I mean, I am here. I'm living proof that when you do choose to step in to your health, your body responds.
It does.
No matter the ailment.
Just remember to low inflammatory foods, if possible.
Yeah.
And giving your body what it needs. Just treat it right so that, you know, you will see a lot of your arthritic pain will go away when you eliminate sugar and gluten and dairy. Some people are more affected by gluten than others, but sugar, definitely. It's a major toxin, and you know, I hate saying it. I hate hearing it because I have a sweet tooth as
Gosh,
well.
Darn it! I know. I'm like, boy, she's not going to be any fun at lunch.
Yeah. Well, no. You know, there's a time and place for everything, but if you can, for the most part, keep a good balanced diet. Yes, exactly.
Moderation. Have you binge and then get back to it.
Yeah, and then get back on the horse. And
yep, absolutely. Well, you have been absolutely a delightful guest. I thank you so much for coming up from Coeur d'Alene.
Thanks for having me.
And just educating people out there. And again, my name is Lindy Lewis, and I appreciate you all listening out there. You're listening to North Idaho Radio, and we're just trying to bring people who are pursuing passion and purpose. And thank you, Jan, and I hope you all have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you.